Hey, this is Nick with the StoryHacker.tv podcast, and this is episode 8. Episode 8 already, one a day, and that's really because, as I've said before, I'm using this process to find a voice and also to get comfortable sharing, really. So right now, I've not promoted this podcast anywhere. It's not even on iTunes yet. It's just me learning how to roll and trying to get into the kind of subjects that I want to be talking about. So it's interesting. I've just finished watching the first season of Mindhunter on Netflix. If you're a Netflix person, you may know that the second season came out and I was late to that party. I didn't watch it last year and I thought I'd give it a go this time. And it's been really interesting. I've sort of gobbled up the first season, I would say. And, you know, we see a lot of drama about death, and certainly about sort of serial killers and what have you. And, you know, some of that stuff can be viscerally uncomfortable. But the interesting thing about Mindhunter is you're not in general seeing the crimes, maybe a few photos or something, but you are seeing interviews with killers in the script. And some of those interviews, as the series progressed, got really uncomfortable, I would say. And I think in quite a clever way, the story is turning our sort of love of this kind of conflict back on us. And, you know, if you want to be overly analytical, I suppose you could say that maybe it's putting a mirror, it's holding up a mirror for us to look into. Anyway, made for pretty compelling drama, particularly the stuff that's happened to the main character. And it reminded me of one of the things that I think really matters in storytelling, and certainly in business storytelling, is that the best stories hurt, right? If you listen to, I think it's episode 3, where I talked about how I got to the stage where I realised that stories were powerful and important, and I could use them as tools to build the business. You know, what you got in that story was some vulnerability, some fairly bleak assessment of an area of my skills. I mean, we're talking about, you know, quite a few years ago, but I think the important thing is that when we're looking to build trust and to build empathy, you need to go deeper. You need to go deeper than everything's fine all the time. You know, that's one of the things about social media, isn't it? You know, if you believed everyone's life was the life they live on social media, you'd be wondering what was wrong with you, probably. And I think one of the things about strong storytelling is it shows vulnerability. And, you know, just from a strategic point of view, vulnerability and saying you don't know, or saying you had a problem, which often cases you then solved, is a really powerful way of bringing somebody into your world. And I think if you think about what stories do, and we'll talk about mirror neurons and what have you another time, but effectively what happens when someone listens to an engaging story is that what's happening inside their head is very analogous to what happened in that story. They are feeling it as if they were there. And that's one of the things that humans do. And that means, particularly if you're selling something, putting yourself in the place of the person you're selling to is a really powerful place to start a story, because then the story is going to be about how you conquered the problem they have. And so, yeah, I'm going to start season 2 of Mindhunter tonight, and I'll let you know. This is Nick Warren, and this is the StoryHackerTV.tv podcast, because stories mean business.